From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings today on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Although a CNN poll last week showed Sotomayor with less than 50% support, Republicans acknowledge privately that unless she blunders, there's little chance of defeating the nomination. Manuel Miranda, who heads a coalition of conservative group leaders, notes that in 2005, half the Democrats opposed the Bush nomination of John Roberts as Chief Justice, and Republicans are aiming to at least duplicate that.
By my count, there are 16 Republicans that are ready today to vote against her from what they've seen so far. And the leadership is probably going to try to do exactly what happened with John Roberts, 22-22 then, 20-20 now. That's probably the whip goal. But there is a possibility that you can get more. This nominee is not going to be rejected, barring something explosive that were to happen at this hearing.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Pakistan's government today began the process of returning the millions of people to their homes who have been displaced by the fighting against the Taliban in the Swat Valley area. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports it has not gone as smoothly as officials had hoped.
The exodus out of Swat was one of the largest migrations in recent times, prompting a global appeal for help. Keen to see the valley return to normal and the displaced return to home, the army claims to have pushed the Taliban from its stronghold in the northwest Swat Valley. But the criticism that plagued the government's lack of planning from the start of the mass displacement continues. Many are refusing to return home, saying they have not received the promised financial aid of 25,000 rupees, equivalent to some $300. Others worry about security. The government said aerial cover was given to those who did return to ensure they were not targeted by the militants who remain in the area. The three-phased operation to repatriate the internal refugees was to last 14 days, but the rocky start may prolong the process. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Stormy weather may cause another postponement of the launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour tonight, and this would be NASA's fifth attempt at sending seven astronauts to the International Space Station. Forecasters are warning there is a 60% chance that bad weather will prevent the launch scheduled for 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time. The shuttle failed to launch yesterday when storm clouds moved in, forcing NASA to scrub the launch 9 minutes before blastoff. NASA has until tomorrow and possibly Wednesday to launch Endeavour with a piece of Japan's space station lab. Endeavour is carrying the final segment of the $1 billion lab. Japanese share prices fell to the lowest close in 8 weeks today. The Nikkei average was down by nearly 237 points, or 2.6%. The Nikkei has been sliding for 9 days, losing 9.1%. This is NPR News. After 3 days of grueling climbs in the Pyrenees Mountains, Tour de France riders are taking today off. U.S. cyclist Lance Armstrong is in third place overall. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Armstrong's Astana teammate Alberto Contador is in second place, but only 0.2 seconds ahead of Armstrong. Contador, still considered the most likely winner of this year's tour, leapfrogged Armstrong in a climb in the Pyrenees. He and Armstrong are open rivals to lead the Astana team. In an interview with French television, Armstrong admitted there was tension between them. After today's rest in Limoges, Tuesday's 10th stage is a relatively flat 121-mile ride from Limoges to Issoudun, which could favor sprinters. The stage also has an unusual and highly contested twist. Tour officials have called for the stage to be run without the use of team radios. That means without their earpieces to receive communication from team leaders in their cars, riders will have to make race decisions on their own. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
President Barack Obama has ordered his national security team to investigate reports that U.S. allies were responsible for the deaths of as many as 2,000 Taliban prisoners of war in Afghanistan. The president told CNN that if the United States violated international norms, he wants to know about it. He also says he'll make a decision on how to proceed after he has all the facts. Witnesses say the Taliban members surrendered to the U.S.-allied Northern Alliance in November of 2001, and they were placed in sealed cargo containers for a two-day trip. A State Department report says the prisoners were suffocated and then buried with bulldozers used to move the bodies. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.